from KQED.
Smartphones, laptops, and tablets are ubiquitous nowadays, but it wasn't that long ago when most people learned to communicate using this. Typewriters have mostly gone the way of VCRs these days, but the standard typewriter keyboard design is alive and well. And in California, a new set of academic standards will require public school kids as early as kindergarten to learn how to type. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tintakalis has more.
8-year-old Diane Chi cautiously punches letters on a keyboard with her little fingers.
Sometimes I usually type the wrong letters, and I'm not really used to typing yet, so I'm still learning.
Chi goes to Ponderosa Elementary in the heart of Silicon Valley. Today, she and her classmates are learning how to manipulate that string of letters in the center of a keyboard known as the home row. Chi focuses on a computer screen in front of her and types in a pattern of letters.
H-O-N-T.
She flashes a smile after punching in that final letter.
Spectacular!
Can you hear?
Okay.
Get your hands ready.
Third grade teacher Lynn Hayes makes her way around the room, whispering advice into her students' ears, helping them reposition their tiny hands as they follow along a computer program. Hayes says she feels for her students.
They could know the letters, but it's holding their fingers in that right position and then being able to move them. These are standard-sized keyboards. They're not miniaturized or anything like that. With little fingers, it's hard.
Keyboard classes are a staple in this district. Instruction begins in kindergarten, with students learning the basics of the keyboard.
This is a quick exercise to help you learn the individual keys on the keyboard.
Thanks to programs like this one, students at Ponderosa will be ahead of the game once California switches to a new set of academic standards next year called the Common Core. That's because the standards require students to use keyboarding skills in every grade. Third graders have to write 3 short pieces, and fourth graders will be expected to type out a full page in one sitting. All students will have to use a keyboard to take California's new standardized state test.
That is a challenge. Oh, boy.
Jackie Murray is a veteran technology teacher and blogger. She says kids who have technology at home already will have a big advantage over those who don't. She's betting the digital divide will become painfully apparent once testing shows many kids can't get through the test because of their poor typing skills.
When I sat in the classroom and started seeing kids thumbing on the keyboard, that's all the proof I needed that kids don't learn it by themselves. They learn what seems to work, and then it becomes a habit unless someone intervenes. Much like a piano, you'd never tell a child, sit down and learn a piano on your own.
Which is why so many parents are now worried. Nettie Atkinson has a daughter in the San Francisco Unified School District.
She's 11. She still can take 2 hours trying to plunk out her reports. She has no idea how to type.
San Francisco Unified, like most large urban school districts in California, is just beginning to try and figure this all out. Atkinson says schools should stop teaching cursive and start teaching keyboard instruction.
Anything that's going to be effective and less stressful for the children is starting early and giving them time and not cramming, because that's where the tears come from and the frustration comes from.
One San Francisco school that is teaching keyboard is Marshall Elementary, where they use a computer program developed in the UK.
Now for the space bar. Use either of your thumbs to make a space. Go on, have a go. Make a space.
Marshall Tech teacher Marco Bianchi says finding these fun, free online programs is the easy part. The challenge now for all districts will be creating space for new computers and keyboards and maintaining all the hardware.
I got first generation Mac Minis. I think they're 7, 8 years old now. I've had to sit children down here at this station.
Bianchi points to a computer monitor on the floor.
Because we don't have enough seats that work for all the students.
Districts have to act fast. The state wants to try out the new computerized state tests this spring. Test scores won't count against students or their schools, which is a good thing because many educators say they expect the lack of keyboarding skills to be a big hurdle. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tintakalis.